listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about the right way and the wrong way to give. I'm going to read to you from Jesus' famous Sermon on the Mount. So these are the words of Jesus beginning at Matthew chapter 6, verse 2, where we read, "Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory from men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your charitable deed may be in secret, and that your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly." In this section of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus describes and with what heart God wants us to perform certain basic deeds. He first described how one should give charity. He says, "When you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet." It was customary for some people in Jesus' day to draw attention to their giving so that they would be known as generous people. Today, people do not sound a trumpet to project the image of generosity, but they still know how to call attention to their giving. There aren't good examples in ancient literature of people actually announcing their giving with the sound of a trumpet. It may be that what Jesus had in mind here were the gifts given during the feast times, which were signaled by the blast of a trumpet. Yet the idea of doing a charitable deed, that is, giving alms and charity, was deeply established in the Jewish mind. It was thought that charitable giving was a significant part of being a righteous person. To give charity was to gain credit in the eyes of God, and one could atone for past sins and gain forgiveness. When giving is done the wrong way, it is done as the hypocrites do. This ancient Greek word translated hypocrites is the same word for an actor. Such spiritual performers are rightly called hypocrites because they are actors. They're acting the part of pious, holy people when they are not. It's not having a standard that makes someone a hypocrite. It's falsely claiming to live by that standard when you in fact do not live by it, or in having a double standard. That's what makes someone a hypocrite. Jesus then described the reward of such spiritual performers. He said, "Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward." Jesus told us that the one who gives so that they can hear the applause of others, that they should enjoy the applause, because that will be all the reward that they receive. There will be no reward in heaven for the one who did it for the motive of an earthly reward. Whatever praise they receive on earth will be all that they receive. It is as if heaven never even knew that they did it. Instead, our giving is to be, if it was possible, even hidden from ourselves. Jesus used a striking image. He said, "Do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing." Though we cannot really be ignorant about our own giving, we can deny ourselves any indulgent self-congratulation. The whole point is never to give so as to receive the praise of others. Jesus said, "So that your charitable deed may be done in secret." Now, if someone finds out that we've given something, do we automatically lose our reward? I believe that the issue is really a matter of motive. If we give for our own glory, it doesn't matter if no one finds out, we'll still have no reward for God. But if we give for God's glory, it doesn't matter who finds out, because your reward will remain because you gave for the right motive. Jesus pointed out the great value of doing good deeds for the glory of God. He said this, "Our Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly." It is much better to receive our return from God, who rewards much more generously and much more openly than any man or woman does. And we should not miss the strength of this promise. These things done the right way will certainly be rewarded. We can be sure of that, even when it doesn't feel like it. So Christian, you serve a giving God. You should be a giver. Just listen to the words of Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount and give with the right motive and the right actions, and God will use it to bless you enormously. I hope you live that and walk in it today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.